This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who would love just a fraction of Pooch's misplaced confidence. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Rob Has a Podcast, talking about Wednesday night veto edition of Big Brother. Hope you enjoyed the episode tonight, because it's the last one we're getting for a little bit, but I think we'll have some fun with it here tonight, and hopefully with you. Joining us here tonight, of course, you could hear him on the Married at First Sight Rehap Up, and very recently, he and I covered season 4 of Seeking Sister Wives. Jason Reed is here. Jason, how are you?
Rob, I'm doing good. I know I should have taken care of this in the pre-show, but I have to let you know I'm not going to be able to make it down to you for our annual game of nipple tag.
To coincide with
Nipple Fest. I'm just not going to be able to make it. You know, I was as happy as Ants on Sugar to be down there with you, but I just could not make it this weekend.
Okay. So. All right. We'll talk about this more after the show. And of course, you could hear her, of course, every week on the Mess Magnets podcast, talking about the non-Big Brother messes going on with Sasha Joseph. Then you could hear her now back covering Hot Dummies on Islands as Love Island is back. Here is the co-host of the Love Island Rehap Up. It's Kirsten McInnes. Kirsten, how are you?
Hi, Rob. I am good. I was doing better until I realized that you and Jason are BB besties, but it's fine. I'll get past it.
Going to bestie festy.
Yeah, going to bestie festy together. I'll find someone else to go with. It's fine. I don't need to get involved in any nipple tag anyways.
Okay. All right. We'll get there. We'll get there. For anybody who's wondering, Taryn has a much-deserved night off tonight, and will be back with us on our next episode recap. So here we are. Some news in the Big Brother world. We are now without an episode coming up on Thursday. You know, everything was pointing to this big debacle with Pooch on Thursday night. And was he going to get blindsided and go out of the house? We will wait until Sunday night to find out. The news, if you haven't been following it closely, if you're not on Big Brother Twitter. So at first, Big Brother announced that it was going to be airing an episode on Friday night. So look for the Thursday night eviction. The January 6th hearings are continuing in prime time. It's a big deal. And so Big Brother moves back one night to Friday. Then it was announced, actually, scratch that. We're going to do the Big Brother, 2-hour Big Brother Sunday night.
What if they just like, what if we come back on Sunday and they're just like, 16 new people in the house. They're just like, we just took out the whole cast.
Reset.
We just replaced everyone.
Yeah.
Would anyone be mad other than the people currently in the house?
No, they just pretend like nothing happened and we just go about it. We just restart the season.
They could just gaslight us and be like, oh, you know, these people have been here since the start. It's the same cast. Nothing has changed.
No, we're invested now. We got to see how this Pooch debacle plays out.
We know how the Pooch debacle plays out.
That'll be fun.
It should be fun. Yeah. I'm hoping for a big reaction from him.
Hopefully, we will get that coming up whenever we get to see it. And so the big question that the Big Brother audience has been wondering, what is going to be the story with the Big Brother live feeds? Do we think that Big Brother will go dark sometime tomorrow, only to come back after Sunday night's episode? So basically do, what, a 72-hour plus feeds blackout? Or does Big Brother actually not care that much and we'll just continue on with business as usual? Kirsten, what do you think?
Well, I mean, as Taryn said on the update, if they have the feeds off, then they can have less staff there and they can pay even less money to produce Big Brother. So I could see that being the reason why they would cut the feeds for the entire weekend.
That's save money for the audio sound effects. That's what they had to say.
Yeah, they blew all their money on those seal sound effects.
I mean, I really wonder how many extra staffers are on, like, in the Big Brother compound for, like, having the live feeds turned on. I feel like it's probably maybe one or two extra people.
You got to save where you can, Rob. Have you seen inflation? Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So we will bring you all of the news as we learn it. There has not been an announcement yet. And I feel like that should there be that big of a feeds blackout, I feel like we would get a heads up that they look, hey, by the way, you know how we advertise 24/7 live feeds for this show? Not this week.
Well, CBS even tweeted that the episode would be on Friday today. So, like, mm-hmm. they don't know what's going on over there. They probably haven't decided yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we will keep you posted on any news. But as they told us that we will have on Sunday night, we will see the eviction on television. And then we will get our normal Sunday night episode of Big Brother. But that will be a little weird where if Julie is sort of like doing the first hour part of it, like that, will Julie just sign off and then we'll see like a normal hour after that?
Well, yeah. So is it a 2 hour episode or is it 2 1-hour episodes? Because that is very different.
Yeah. So all those questions and more will be answered, when we get to Sunday night's Big Brother. So that's the intrigue that we have to wait with bated breath on here in Big Brother 24. We will be live, of course, after the 2 hour episode. And then no matter what happens, we will have coverage for you. And we'll talk more about that at the end of the show. But tonight, this was really the Pooch's night to shine. Kirsten, your feelings overall about Pooch tonight?
Well, when I saw Pooch's face, I said, is that the Wish.com version of Brent Champagne? And I think I was right. Mm-hmm. So that's that.
Yeah, I mean, he's giving us a lot to work with here in these episodes that he has no problem showing his whole butt out there, Jason.
Yeah, I mean, far be it from me to question a man who willingly and wants people to call him by, another name used for dogs. But not great strategy by Mr. Poochie here. And he's, you know... And I think you can sum it down to the end of the episode where he goes, I think you'll be seeing your boy Pooch here for another week. And my daughter, who watched the episode with me, says, ew, nobody wants that.
Like, nobody wants that.
I think that's where you can sum it up.
Yeah. Chris, I was thrilled tonight that one of my preseason predictions did come true when the announcer man said,
they saw a golden opportunity to screw the Pooch.
I was like, yeah.
Well, you know, that was actually a really bold prediction you made, Rob, and no one else could have seen that coming. So I'm really proud of you.
It came so seamlessly. Like, I really feel like that's half the reason why he was on the show. Like, oh, his name is Pooch. Okay.
The writer's room filled with 8-year-olds are really killing
it. Yeah. They had 9 Pooches, but they're like, no, this guy, his name is Pooch.
Also, I don't think we've explored enough the way that anybody who ever says that they are our boy is not claimed by the audience.
Hmm. Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah. If you have to declare it, if you have to force it, you're probably not our boy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's because no one has claimed you. You have to claim it yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. You're putting it out there.
He's got so much confidence that he's our boy.
Yeah. Pooch gives us the explanation of why he's doing this. He says that Dr. Will, you know, Pooch is a fan of his. He would do this. Pooch, I have seen Dr. Will. I have met Will Kirby. You, sir, are no Dr. Will.
You know, when they heard that in the diary room, they're like, oh, that's going on the episode. He's comparing himself to Dr. Will out here.
Now, is there any way that we could compare him to Doctor? Like, is there any way we could stretch it to make sense? Like, that's my question. Because, like, you know, on its face, obviously, nothing in common. Dr. Will hates everyone and everyone hates Pooch.
Okay,
that's sort of the inverse of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of this like smarmy like exterior, but Dr. Will makes it work for him. It's a repellent for Pooch. Like it doesn't work for Pooch. It works for Dr. Will, but not for Pooch.
Yeah. Dr. Will was from Chilltown. Pooch has no chill.
Okay. See, so I feel like we're getting a lot of inverse.
Yeah.
I think Dr. Will here.
They both were in a bromance that probably won't end well.
Oh my God.
They both were in a house.
Yeah, but they're opposite sides of the bromance. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. Inverse.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We had a good fake out from Taylor, Jason. I like this. Taylor looked sad. She's just playing.
Yeah, just playing. She knows the deal. She knows that she is the pawn. It's funny because it's, you know, at that moment, she was probably saying this and not realizing that at that point, she may have even been the target at that point, and she was put on the performance of a lifetime where she, you know, acted like she was sad, as we've seen many house guests do from time to time.
But then she gave us a bah! Like, just kidding. Like, psych.
Not.
No.
Gotcha!
Bazinga. I'm not in trouble. It's Pooch.
I love Taylor's DRs because they could give her the most scripted line in the world and she's just not having it. It's great. Yeah. I love it.
No, I did think this was her best episode of the season tonight. I thought that they gave her like the camera talking, which I think like always is good. Like we got a lot of that. I feel like early on, even from Tiffany last season, like I think that that was really good for Taylor. I think that they are starting to really like edit her as one of like the main characters of the show.
Yeah, she's definitely on the come up and they're really trying to give us that story, which is a good thing. You know, she's really just a natural for, you know, everything that, you know, has to do with Big Brother. So that's a good thing that they're really featuring her instead of, you know, most of the, I mean, to be frank, like zeros in this cast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where I feel like that most of the story, like up until this point was not really her as sort of like somebody who was like, you know, on offense more as somebody who was like, we were seeing like some of the things that were being said or said about her. And now I think that like tonight, I feel like that was her a little bit more of like that she is now feeling better about her position to some degree. And is, you know, we're seeing that in the diary room, some confidence.
Yeah, she gets to feel like she has a little bit more agency. And so they're showing that in the show. It is a stark contrast where now I feel like they're showing things just like even a little better than they are, mm-hmm. Which, you know what, I'll take that over making it worse or making things seem like her fault that are not.
Yeah. One of the interesting things about this episode tonight was the Jasmine and Michael relationship. And so we saw, you know, Taylor with Michael as they were going to go to the veto. A lot of the this whole episode was going to ride on whether or not Taylor would win the veto and if it would be used on her. And I thought that that was like a really interesting dynamic between Taylor and Michael in this episode.
Yeah, it seems like they're really kind of, they could be forming a pretty strong duo, which is a good thing because they both seem, I want to say they've both been pretty close in most competitions, of course, with Michael winning, two at this point, being very close in the HOH. So I think they could form a good duo, especially if they gather like some of the other misfits, you know, around the house with them, like an indie, to really kind of form something solid.
We also, on the other hand, got for the first time, Kirsten, something about the Guys Alliance, the Oasis.
Yes, the Oasis, they are all of the strong men and they are together and that's what's running the house.
Why are they Oasis? Are they big fans of 90s rock?
Well, it's the Oasis, Rob, because if it was Oasis, they would have had to rename it just like Motley Crue.
Interesting. So if they were the Motley Crue, that would have been okay?
Well, okay is... up for debate. It depends on who you ask. But yeah, it's very interesting to me because I spent days thinking it was just Oasis. And I was like, how come like didn't have to rename that one? And then I was like, is it because it's not a real alliance? Like, what's the problem here? Then I realized it was the Oasis.
Yeah. And first off, Kirsten, Broasis was right there. Come
You're
on.
Not wrong.
Come on. Come on. All right. So, Guys Alliance, but presented as, nobody's really down with Oasis, maybe with the exception of Pooch, Turner, and Joseph. Jason, these are the people that seem to have basically all of the bad intel.
Yeah, they don't really know what's going on in the game. And I, to kind of tell you how I'm feeling about this season, when you say the word Turner, I'm like, wait. Who is that again? Because, when you see him in these shots, you're like, oh, yeah, that guy's in the house, too. Like, he has gotten zero screen time. And it's kind of funny.
Yes.
Okay. But you can smell him through the screen.
That's what I was going to say. It's easy to lose sight of him that, it would be harder to lose smell of him.
Yeah. Rob, did you see the screen cap of the bottom of his feet?
No, I did not.
I don't know if there's enough pedicures in the world to get back to skin tone there.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Okay. Speaking of things that were disturbing, can we talk about the contact lens segment? Why do we need this, Kirsten?
Well, Rob, have you ever tried to put in a contact lens?
No, I haven't.
Jason, do you wear contact lenses?
I don't know.
Okay, so... I do wear contact lenses, and when you get them, the optometrist teaches you how to put them in. Yeah. Like, they do a whole session with you, teach you how to take them out and put them in. Then you think maybe practice that before you go on television.
Did you feel seen having this segment in the show, Kirsten?
I can safely say that nobody was seeing in this segment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why they needed the contact lenses.
I think it's probably good that Josh Whitaker doesn't watch Big Brother. He would have had a big problem with this segment.
Yeah, Josh does not like that. Yeah, this would have been, this was the episode that he tuned in for. But to have this on top of like this segment, which was like disturbing of like, people like jamming the contact lenses into their eyes, they brought back the pie munching noises.
Yeah, you might not know this, Rob, because you don't touch your own eyeballs. But when you do, it actually makes a squelching sound like that. Yeah, it's totally normal and healthy. And it's what everybody experiences when they put in contact lenses in the
morning.
That's
how you know the contacts are working, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so you feel like that was not out of place here, the pie squishing noises.
Well, okay. To be serious, yes, obviously it's out of place. The show is completely out of control with sound effects. Someone has lost the plot. Mm-hmm. It's like baby's first soundboard. I don't know what's going on. And I think that all soundboards, everyone with a soundboard in the greater Big Brother community should go on strike. No more soundboards until the show figures out this situation.
Hey, look, Kirsten, it's
horrible.
Sometimes, that the we need the audio evidence.
I think that's different. Mm-hmm. That's different.
Yeah. Jason, I wonder sometimes if like, is there like some sort of like a bet that somebody made of like, okay, there is nothing that we cannot do to these people that watch this show that they will turn it off. Like, okay, all right, fine. I'll take that bet. Okay, watch. We'll put this in the show. Like, okay, you could try it. People won't turn it off.
we're going to have people crawling on the floor like a worm. Mm-hmm. Let's see if that works. Let's see if that gets them.
Okay.
Let's see the numbers drop then.
I'll see that. We're going to put these people in the house. Okay. All right.
We're going to put these absolutely boring people in the house. That no one will stop watching because of that.
Okay.
Wait, so we're telling me this is a prank? Big Brother 24 is just a prank?
Yeah. I think somebody's like is in some sort of a like double or nothing. Okay, fine. Fine. Okay. We'll turn the feeds off for 4 days. That'll teach them. Like, no, they're not leaving. They'll say they'll leave. They're not going.
We'll pay Turner not to shower.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, he would pay them to avoid showering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dave in the chat says that this show is like the Book of Job, and that's very smart and funny.
Mm-hmm. How? In what way?
Well, you know, they're taking everything away from us to see if we will keep our faith.
Okay. Yes. And yeah.
It's a struggle.
And nobody's leaving. Nobody's leaving.
Yeah, we're all here.
We're all here. Okay.
I mean, Taryn left.
No.
And how dare he? Honestly, like a day off during Big Brother.
I mean, technically, it's sounds like half a day off. Yeah.
Taryn, you're not like 9 months off, bro. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Get back here.
Yeah. Okay. Joseph and Pooch, we got some info into their relationship. This was wild. I really didn't know about this. I didn't know that it was like such a physical relationship.
It's a bromance, Rob. That just shows how close you don't get with other guys. This is a common thing where you hump each other on couches, you feel each other's nipples. Like, you know, me and you have the nipple tag thing, but.
Right. Well, I had to go back and make sure I heard this right. But like, so that Pooch goes up to Joseph and says, come here, let me see that bulge.
Rob, do we need to repeat it? We didn't.
It's how.
I didn't play the clip.
Isn't that how men communicate? Are you telling me that's not normal?
I mean, that has not been my experience. It doesn't mean that I don't want to invalidate anybody's experience. I mean, this is a bromance positive podcast, Kirsten.
Of course, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, the one problem here is Joe doesn't want to be in this physical relationship with Pooch, and so it's really uncomfortable how Big Brother's just like tweeting pictures of them together, like, "Ah, look at this bromance." And it's like, I think one of them is a hostage. Like, Pooch is just totally relying on Stockholm syndrome here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but Pooch doesn't want to be touched. Pooch wants to be the aggressor, and Joe just has to be his victim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's not good.
It was not good. We did find out, as Jason mentioned, we got this question.
Have you ever played Nipple Tag?
Nipple Tag?
Now, I Googled it, okay?
You Googled it.
Nipple Tag.
Because I asked Puya, the Nipple King, if he knew about Nipple Tag.
I think it's more for the nipple commoners, Rob. Mm-hmm. The Nipple King doesn't you need to associate with that sort of stuff. So, first of all, now my Google search history says Nipple Tag. So I'm assuming the authorities are on their way and I could be taken away from this podcast.
Yeah, I don't want to see your suggested ads after
that. Yeah, I'm scared. Yeah. Honestly, I'm scared of what's to come. I should have opened an incognito browser, but I didn't. I'm stupid. So we'll see what happens.
Right. Because, you know, a nipple tag could be referring to the game or an actual tag.
So, okay, when you Google nipple tag, two main things come up. First of all, there could be a skin tag on your nipple. That's a medical concern. See a doctor.
Sure, third definition. Yeah.
That's none of our concern. The second one is Urban Dictionary informed me that it's a game where let's say you, Rob, and Jason were playing nipple tag. Jason would run into the room, expose his nipples to you, and say, "Nipple tag."
Oh.
And then you would then have to expose your nipples to someone else because you would be it and say, "Nipple tag."
Interesting.
Now, see, that's not what I would have assumed nipple tag
was. I thought it was going to be like some sort of like touching motion.
Yeah, I thought there had to be some physical contact to others' nipples, and you had to run up and put your
for
hand
Pooch,
on the shirt.
Probably. Like, it seems like Pooch's love language is physical touch.
See,
for sure.
Maybe. Yeah. I thought that Pooch had to put his nipple on Joseph. I think that you are tagging with...
Do they have to touch nipples, or are they just like finger to nipple?
You never let the nipples touch, Jason.
Never go full nipple touch.
Yeah, come on. That's like crossing streams.
Interesting.
Something else Pooch and Joseph probably do as well.
Okay.
I mean, I think, like, nipple tag is probably more like their relationship where Pooch is trying to tag Joe, and Joe is, like, running away because he does not want to be it.
But give us the real, Kirsten, with Joseph and Pooch. Like, how much of a like a true friendship is this? Is the show presenting this accurately?
I mean, like,
they're both named Joe.
They definitely hang out, and Pooch is definitely physically all over Joe. But I wouldn't be surprised if they never talked again after the house. Like, maybe Joe's going to get a restraining order.
Yeah. Or the spatula.
No, he'd like that. That's what he wants.
Yeah.
Listen, Joe, it's okay. You at least got some content this episode. Be happy with that, at least.
Yeah.
You got something
this
out of your
relationship. This is Joseph's biggest episode of the season.
I don't know if this is what he would want.
It's breakout
though.
Moment.
I feel like he's on the show to kind of get some exposure for like his philanthropic work. And I don't think this is going to do it.
Instead, he's going to come out of the house selling like nipple tag t-shirts. That'll be his thing after he gets out of the house.
The nipple tag t-shirt could be like in Mean Girls when Regina George has the nipples cut out of her shirt. So she can walk around like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, Rob's never seen Mean Girls, probably. It's fine.
I have seen it, but I don't watch it very often.
That's fine. Yeah. I understand. That was for me and for maybe 10% of the audience.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
So, all right, let's start to talk about the veto draw. Jasmine picks Amira, Taylor picks Michael, Pooch picks Terrence, and somehow Daniel, after the pie-eating competition, HOH, got picked to come back and host again. Jason, they must have really been so taken with Daniel's performance.
They must. I mean, for Daniel to be a, like, semi-professional entertainer, like, this is not going to do well for his brand when he gets out of the house. Like, I do not want to go see his Elvis impersonator show.
No, but he literally, it was like he was doing an impression of Brendan in BB12 being the wizard. Like, that's all I could think of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least he stayed consistent with his character, as the, what was he supposed to be, like, Triton from The Little Mermaid or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
But it was,
maybe, like, Triton's grandpa.
Like, is he so old? Daniel?
Well, he wasn't like King, like Triton in The Little Mermaid is like, he's like a daddy. Like, mm-hmm. He's like buff and attractive, yeah. You know? Like, he's got a lot going for him. He's the king of the ocean.
Now, Kirsten, you mock, but I heard Taylor say with my own ears that Daniel looked pretty good in that king costume.
Yeah. Taylor has Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not okay what's
Taylor,
gone.
Love yourself more. Is this this is your king? This is your king?
Free yourself, Taylor, please.
It just confirms to me what I have thought since the season started, that there's obviously some sort of gas leak in that house, and they have to fix it, because it is affecting these people in so many different ways. That's- and for Taylor to be into Daniel... And Daniel not being to Taylor. Something's wrong. Something's the matter.
It's not right. And you're absolutely correct about the gas leak, Jason. That's been my theory since Celebrity Big Brother this year. I just assumed there's a gas leak in the HOH room because it's really been impacting people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Hopefully there'll be an investigation into that. Okay. All right. So
that's what the break is for. That's to check the gas leak. That's why the feed is going to be down for so long.
Yeah, they're all going to get some fresh oxygen. It's going to be great for their brains. It's perfect.
We'll come back and everything will be back to normal, we hope. Okay, so Jasmine is very excited. This was a great veto draw. She's excited that Amira is playing. Everything is coming up for Jasmine and Amira. They're so excited. They're going to keep the nominations the same. What a great week we have so far.
She was so excited she dropped her fake Southern accent.
What, are we on accent watch with Jasmine?
Oh, yeah.
It comes and goes.
Yeah, it comes and goes all the time.
Yeah. I feel like that she has the thing like that we talked about like with Frenchie last season where Frenchie be like, daggone it, I'm like a raccoon at the carnival with a coyote as mad as a cayenne pepper. It's just like throwing a bunch of stuff at the wall in the diary room. And I feel like that Jasmine is giving us that too.
For sure. I'm as beat as a goose in a knapsack.
Mm-hmm.
It's all over the place.
That was oddly specific, Jason.
You've never beat a goose in a knapsack? Okay, whatever.
Have you met a goose? That goose would kick your ass.
Oh, my God.
They are vicious creatures.
Don't have
And I love them, but, I would never attack one.
Yeah, don't I have mean, any bread in your person. You'll regret it.
Yeah.
Oh, and don't feed birds bread. Feed them oats instead. It's better for their digestive system.
Okay.
Oh, damn. I think I've killed a lot of birds.
Good to know.
Well, I mean, I don't think it would, kill them, but it's better for them if you give them oats.
I made them constipated then.
Perfect.
Careful.
Was not my intention.
Yeah. Okay. So we have Michael finally talking to Taylor. Taylor wants Michael to take her off of the block. But Michael needs to do what's good for his game. He says that if he can do it and make it convincing, he will throw the veto to Taylor. Which, Kristen, this was interesting because this exact scenario was going to unfold in the veto competition.
And he was true to his word.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's great.
Should Michael be putting himself out there like this? I mean, he's won now two vetoes. He came in second in the HOH. Did he need to win this veto, or is he just putting a bigger target on himself by doing this?
Well, yeah, I think that's why he was so willing to wait and let Taylor get that last shot off. But Pooch had so many of the pearls towards the end that can't be taking any chances on.
But he still was only able to sink one, and Taylor had two with two others right at her third space there. And he still took it.
It was such an interesting setup there, where Michael had the shot to win. Also, Taylor was right there, but also Pooch had so many of his pearls in scoring position that it could have ultimately won. But trick shot, Pooch, could have closed the deal.
But I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess Pooch is so good at hitting the sweet spot.
Yeah.
As he told us.
Yeah.
At any moment.
We'll get there.
The other thing too is I think in that situation, it made perfect sense to kind of let Taylor take her one shot, see if she can win. But if he waits much longer than that, then it's super obvious that he's throwing to Taylor, and then that kind of tips off Pooch a little bit more about the master plan, and it also will get everyone to trust Michael even less, and he's in a good position but not as good as it could be.
I just thought the whole way it unfolded was really interesting, and I thought that Michael did a really good job with that in the actual competition. Okay. All right. So, I guess let's talk about this competition, which I feel like that, Kirsten, would you say, is this a new comp?
It might be new for BBUS, but we have seen pretty much this exact same comp actually was the first veto comp in BB Can 6, where Johnny won, except for they had to do, I think, five balls in at the end, and they were caterpillars. And Rosina was there, and she was screaming. Do you remind you of anything?
I'm sorry that when you mention BB Can 6 that I go into a blackout fugue state of rage and anger.
Yeah, I'm actually really surprised that I remembered that. It's weird that I can remember anything about BB Can 6, but I tweeted, is this the one Johnny won? And then, I should look. Someone very kindly tweeted me a screenshot to show that I was, in fact, correct. I should give that credit.
Okay.
It was Carrie.
You know what?
The Carrie Woe.
All right. Jason, I can't believe I skipped over maybe the best part of the competition where Daniel, King Trident himself, said, okay, now I will mermaidify everyone.
Yeah. And then the fantastic special effects department really gave it their all. And gave us these fake lightning bolts to transform them into mermaids. And before which we came in on this really weird, like, water effect that was not good. Cartoon bubbles, like we were watching SpongeBob. What are we doing? What show are we watching at this point? Yeah,
this was so stupid. I mean, who is this for? I mean, just did your daughter appreciate this?
No, she literally said, that's dumb. Like, when that happened, like,
yeah. I feel like the Big Brother, I feel like since, was it in BB22 when Nicole Franzel shrunk everybody? I feel like that Big Brother is really like, go to the special effects.
Yeah, special effects are their passion and they're really good at it. So obviously they should keep doing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They love that. And so, all right. So let the mermaiding begin. Everybody,
Mermaid Fest.
Jasmine gets to sit out and.
Jasmine
lay on the sidelines for some reason. She for some reason now cannot just sit in a chair. She has to lay across like the set.
Now, listen. After watching her HOH, I don't know if she's able to sit upright. Okay.
Yeah. Is this new, Kirsten? Because I feel like that was Christmas ever afforded the opportunity to sit out of competitions if she didn't feel like it?
I don't specifically remember, but I feel like in theory, if there's one that you can't do, you shouldn't have to do it. I think it worked out well where Christmas like was leaving HOH as they went into an endurance comp and that kind of thing.
He just threw her all the other competitions.
I think
trick question. Christmas would never sit out of a competition.
Oh my god, that was a lot of energy.
She never would.
Christmas. Well, yeah, she would never sit out of anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would listen. I'll never say a bad thing about her. I don't want to get hit by a car.
Okay. All right. So. Let's then get to Pooch, who, Jason, he was struggling with this competition. You know, I don't know if Pooch is, you know, just like so reliant on his legs being a merman really threw him off. But for Pooch, this was a rare time when he was unable to deliver.
This might be the first time Pooch is having a little bit of trouble finding the sweet spot.
Yeah. Your boy just couldn't get into the hole. He just couldn't do it. Couldn't get there.
Kirsten, hashtag not my boy.
Yeah. Kirsten, does this sound right to you?
Pooch having trouble getting the sweet spot? Yes, that sounds absolutely correct.
This was the first time
Pooch is having a little bit of trouble finding the sweet spot.
Yeah, oh, that's not true. That's definitely.
As long as you don't ask any of my ex-girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, Pooch strikes me as the type of person who maybe thinks the sweet spot is like on someone's thigh. I don't know. He doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. Very possible that, yeah, that Pooch does not know. Like what it's supposed to be, right?
Ladies just tell him that he found it. so he would stop playing nipple tag with them.
Please put the spatula down, sir.
They just want the situation to be over. They want out of the country.
Yes,
so
very.
That was great.
Yes, all the sweet spots. You got them. Well done, Pooch. Okay.
Good
dog. Right. All right. Is that Uber here yet?
It's okay. I'll just walk home.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Don't call me. All right. So, Michael has done so well at these competitions. Kirsten, this has been very interesting that Michael, who is, he came into the house saying that he did want to win competitions. He is very tall. I think that he's somebody who has been, I know when Amon took him in the draft, it was like, oh, well, he's in big trouble. But no, he is looking really good.
Yeah, I feel like he has had a bit more of an opportunity to start building in-runs with people, and he has the physical ability in these competitions, which is super valuable in modern Big Brother. So as long as people don't get like too threatened by him, then he'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. Pooch is really getting frustrated during this competition for whatever reason. Yeah, he can't find the sweet spot that he can't even find the hole. Really is the problem. And that he's just, yeah, he's got like four or five pearls just like blocking the lane.
I swear, this has never happened to me before. I swear, I'm always able to find the hole. I'm always able to find the sweet. So this has never happened to me before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of women have told Pooch, it's okay, it happens to everyone.
It happens, Pooch. Don't worry about it. It happens.
Good boy.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I did, like, also throughout the whole veto competition, Pooch's confessionals, he's just like, and then I was trying to, you know, hit the sweet spot and I couldn't. Like, he's just like devastated that he couldn't win. Like, he didn't even pretend that it was going to be okay.
Yeah, he even dropped a come on, B word in the middle of the competition.
He like, did. Sir,
who are you talking to?
And just all of a sudden, I just hear the word bitch on my TV screen. And I was like, what's going on here? Like, I know Love Island is on Peacock now and they are dropping. Right. All kinds of swear words from the jump. But I don't expect this on Big Brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Pooch is getting frustrated. So
the pooch is loose.
The pooch is loose. Bad dog. Bad. Bad. Bad boy.
Maybe he was talking to himself. I don't
maybe.
Know.
Maybe. That is a female dog also, Jason. So, you know, maybe that's like
he's
all dog language.
Pearls.
Yes. Yes. No, I did not think he was talking to any person that was in the house. I just thought it seemed aggressive.
He was talking to the ball
extremely aggressive.
Right. Right. I did not dare think he was talking to a person. Pooch is struggling, and it looks like, okay, here comes Taylor. You know who's also really struggling is Terrence, Jason.
Listen, if I was Terrence, I would have laid down right next to Jasmine. Like, yeah, there's no need for me to compete in this. Right? Like, we can all agree this is not my
This was not, thing. Yeah, Terrence's competition.
Yeah, being a merman is not on his bucket list, and he didn't, you know what, but he never gave up.
Yeah. I'm taking a fall just like Jasmine and be like, oh, my knee. Oh, can't do it. Can't do it.
I mean, listen, like people are making fun of Jasmine, but I fall and twist my ankle all the time. And yeah, like I like almost died this week falling down a flight of stairs and like bracing myself on a door frame so I didn't hit my head. So I can't be talking about these people getting injured.
Was it Kyle who was then piling on Terrence about like if he drives the bus this slow, I hope nobody has to get to work.
Yeah, that was Kyle.
Come on.
That is not nice. But also, in my experience, bus drivers aren't nice. So, like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know where the line is.
Kirsten, what bus driver hurt you?
Mm-hmm.
Jason, like 2 weeks ago, I was standing at the bus stop and the bus just drove past me. They didn't stop. There was three of us waiting and they were just like, I'm not picking up passengers today.
That's an option?
And that's not the first time that's happened to me.
Hmm. Okay.
Maybe you have a bad reputation with bus drivers. I don't know.
I'm so courteous. I always say thank you. I always have my fare ready. I'm a great bus
driver. What's your star rating? Do you think that the bus drivers are giving you bad ratings?
I would love to know, but I've done nothing to have anything but a five-star rating.
Maybe the buses are like Uber now. Maybe the bus drivers give the passengers ratings.
If
you might be on a list.
5 stars because I am quiet, I'm courteous,
Why?
I have my fare
What makes
ready,
you such a good bus passenger?
Because I know what I'm doing. I get on, I have my fare, I go to my seat, I don't sit too close to the front, I give up my seat if there's someone older, pregnant, or injured.
Okay.
I say thank you when I get off the bus. I am so perfect on the bus. Like, Akiva says he's a good flyer, but
you're a good
passenger. I am like the best bus passenger in the world. Mm.
You never once been standing at the front fumbling to get fare. That's never happened.
No, I'm
holding
ready.
Up the bus driver.
I'm too nervous. I have my fare in hand. I hold it in my hand like a gremlin.
Oh, wow.
While I'm waiting for the bus to come.
Maybe you're holding like the fare too tight. Like a gremlin is never a positive.
You don't hand it straight to the bus driver. They'll drop it in and it's fine.
Okay. All right.
Maybe they wanted you to hand it to them.
Well, that's weird. I don't know what they're... I guess if they just wanted my $5, like, straight up for my day pass. I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll have to see if we can get the bus driver side of the story.
if you're out there...
If you're
out
there...
If you're listening, sir or madam...
I would be happy to talk to Terrence after the season to figure out what I'm doing wrong so that
Deep
the bus driver stops coming past me. I'm happy to have that conversation.
Well, we're not going to have a ton of questions about his game.
Hey, you might. I feel like there's a lot of question marks there.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, all right.
So, Terrence, what did you do all season?
Yes.
As he's in the final three.
Yeah, Terrence, so happy to have you here with us. We'll get to the game stuff, but we want to introduce you to Kirsten, who podcasts for us. She has some questions about being a bus driver that she wants you to answer for her.
Yeah. Like, hi, Terrence, what's your ideal bus passenger like?
Okay. All right. So ultimately, we get to this situation that we outlined earlier. Okay. So Michael has the shot. He's figured out, okay, you got to clear the lane. He's got the clear shot. Taylor is like, no, let me take the shot. Jason, this is kind of like the ending of like Star Wars, A New Hope.
Yeah, you gotta hit it right on target. You gotta get all your things out of the way. Taylor had a whole pebble like storm
Stay
right in front
on
of
target.
All of her holes there. Stay
yeah.
on target.
Yeah.
Get your ball into the sweet spot. Michael is the one that gets the sweet spots. Pooch, you should take a note from Michael.
That's right.
You can hit those sweet spots.
Right. And he does. And he lands it a direct hit, and Michael is the 2-time Power of Veto winner.
What would Janelle do?
Just keep winning the vetoes, I guess.
She'd win.
Yeah.
She'd win the veto.
Win, okay. Baby, win.
All right. So Michael ends up winning the veto. And so, very, very good news for Michael. For Pooch, not a big deal. However, one of his close confidants, Joseph, is trying to figure out what exactly is going on. And he thinks that maybe Pooch could be in trouble. Tell me if you think Pooch is projecting here at all when he talks about the women's potential idea to vote him out of the house.
That'd be the dumbest move in Big Brother history.
Yeah. Kirsten, would that be the dumbest move in Big Brother history for the women to vote Pooch out?
I think the dumbest move in Big Brother history would be to volunteer to be nominated. I actually think one dumber is to volunteer to be voted out to win a special power, but we're close on that
one. It would be up there. It would be up there to put me up on the block and then the whole house decides to, let's vote this person out of the house.
While you're sitting there, we might as well send you home.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely like for him to volunteer is like a top 10 dumbest move. The women voting him out, not a dumb move at all.
Yeah. All time dumbest Big Brother moves. I think it might be an interesting off-season podcast.
Oh, that'd be fun. I would love to. I would love to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Worst all time moves. Maybe this the next couple of days we might need to have time to fit it in, Jason.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing nothing else, right?
Yeah.
I did like, you know, with Joseph, like, being the worst, like, sidekick ever, where Pooch is like, that would be the dumbest move. And Joe's like, or the smartest.
Yeah. It might be, like, an excellent move also.
And then Pooch is like, wow, Joseph is so stupid. He doesn't understand this game at all.
What an idiot. I mean, mm-hmm. What does he know?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even volunteer himself to go up on the block. He's such an idiot.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Okay. So we get a little bit about a segment on Nicole talking about her mom. Big Brother is such a weird show where we have just sheer nonsense. And then here's a person talking about a relative with cancer.
This was such odd placement. It was it was just like, I thought we were going to go right into the veto meeting after this. I was like, this would be a weird transition. But I mean, they did go to a different strategy talk. But I mean, I feel like this type of conversation is good for an early in the episode type of move before you get to the shenanigans. Maybe flip flop the Nicole's conversation with the context, or just take the context out altogether. That would probably be the better move.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. And that's the thing too, right? We're like, we're watching a show with all these seal sound effects and contact lens contests and just absolute nonsense. And then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, I'm here doing this for my mom. And I know she is so happy because this is so important. And it's like all they've done is show that this show is not important or serious, and then they're just juxtaposing it with this very serious conversation. It's so strange.
Yeah, it would be like in the early days of Big Brother, like the way that they would do this, it's like that there would be like a segment about Nicole, like Nicole is so much fun, she's the cook of the house, that she's awesome to be around, she has these, and then like we would get like set up like, who is Nicole, how is she fitting in with the group dynamic, like have other people talking about Nicole, and then we would get actually here's this background motivation of like why Nicole is playing. And obviously, like, it's not the same show anymore, but it just feels a little out of place when we go right into like super serious conversation coming out of the nonsense. But still nice to have the background information about Nicole. This was also an interesting aside. Okay, so we're so far down the road of we're going to take Pooch out of the game. There's some talk about maybe this is like shooting fish in a barrel. Maybe what about Joseph? Well, Joseph is actually maybe even a bigger threat than Pooch.
Yeah, they're trying to get bold here. Like, I mean, we could take on anybody. We could take on the biggest threat in the house, Joe. Joe is the biggest threat in the house now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're just determining threat based on physical stature, which, it's right. Undeniable that Joe would be a bigger threat than Pooch, who, I'm sorry, he says he's 5'10". I'd like to stand back to back with that man.
Oh, okay. You think that maybe this is up there with the Akiva height check?
Generally speaking, obviously, this is not true of everybody. I'm not out here saying everyone lies, but generally speaking, a man tells you they're 5'10", they're 5'7", or 5'8". They tell you they're 6 feet, they're 5'10". They tell you they're 6'2", they're 6 feet. Anything over 6'1"-ish is probably more honest, but typically people giving themselves a 2-inch buffer.
Okay. Did Pooch say he was 5'10"? Like, where'd we get that information from?
I feel like he did say that he is 5'10", because I think it was something where he was standing next to all of the giants. I was like, wow, I'm just a normal size 5'10".
Mm-hmm.
Avery, yeah. Don't forget he's 5'11 with shoes on.
Pooch gives 6'2 confidence in a 5'7 body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very misplaced.
Like, I saw a viral tweet once that was like, all men know how to do is be 5'7 and lie. And I think that mm-hmm. tweet was about Pooch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, 5'10 is the sweet spot.
Question is the average height for men in the USA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right, there's some talk about, okay, we should look at Joseph. And why? Because, well, here's what Joseph's going to do.
Joseph's going to float his rock hard ass all the way.
Was that ass or abs?
Ass.
No,
it was ass.
Rock hard abs.
Rock hard ass.
No, yeah. There's some confusion. Is it ass or abs?
I think both are rock hard in this situation.
Hey, to all you Big Brother contestants, can we stop objectifying Joseph for 1 minute in this house? He's not a piece of meat, Jason.
No, listen, Joseph
is not going just a bulge and rock hard abs and rock hard ass.
They can't keep Joseph. He's going to win the bouncing quarters off of an ass competition. He is a threat. We have to get him
out. Yeah, they always have that one at the final four, right? That's the veto. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the common competition.
Yeah. Boy. So people are too threatening. People are looking at him that he might end up going up on the block. Okay. So a little bit, because we need to manufacture some drama here for the veto ceremony.
I feel like they're really grasping for straws with this, like, with this talk. Like, let's throw this in here. And then they can, like, convince Michael to, like, talk about the diary room like it's, like, serious. He's like, oh, that? We talked about it for 5 minutes and then dropped it. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, but we need something for the episode.
It's something.
It would have made more sense to try and push, like, oh, will Michael, like, make Taylor his number one and just save her, and who cares about the plan? Ha ha ha. Like, that could be like a more entertaining narrative to make up if they're going to make something up.
They're having this threat conversation, like, with Michael right there, who's won like half of the competition so far in the house. It's like, hey, he's a big threat. Like, Michael's just sitting there like, yeah, I've won pretty much everything. I think I'm probably a big threat too, but whatever. Joseph has abs, so that trumps
and,
that.
Yeah, and an ass.
And an ass.
Yeah.
Can't forget the ass.
Yeah, you can only have one.
No, Joseph has everything, apparently.
What is it? What do you do? You do the one must go bulge, rock hard ass, or rock hard abs.
Wow. Or nipples. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we get to our veto ceremony. Michael will not use the power of veto. That for whatever reason, I did not grab. What did Jasmine say? This was going to be a blindside bean. What did she say this was going to be?
I didn't think she was using real words.
Really? I didn't catch it.
Ask the chat.
My mind went
blank
after that.
What did Jazz? What made up buttered bean blindside? Stop
okay.
it.
Oh. Yeah, stop it. She said, "Watch out, Pooch. You're about to get served up a plate of blindside butter beans."
What random words can I put? Like, I'll start with the letter B.
What are they doing?
A real thing?
What are they doing? That I mean, there's so somebody is sitting in the diary room with Jasmine. Are they making it like that she's like some chef? Like, why? What is like that she's always cooking up some sort of like southern cuisine in the diary? Is that what her character is?
I mean, I heard that her food is bland, so I wouldn't want her to be cooking anything up. When I googled butterbean, it's only giving me results of a boxer. Named Butterbean.
Yes, Butterbean, famous boxer. Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to. What are they going for with her?
Well, they're crushing the southern angle. They're constantly probably badgering her, like, "Give me something southern. Come on, give me something else. Give me something else." And then she's just like, "I don't know, butterbean, blindside."
Why being southern just like talking about like random food pairings?
Like, but being southern is like not a personality. It's a part of you, but that seems just to be like her personality. Like, she is southern. There's no other facets to her. She's just southern.
Listen, she wants to stand out, and she is standing out by saying nonsense. Apparently, butter beans are lima beans. Also, for the record.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would not like to be blindsided with lima beans.
Hot bean talk on the recap.
There. Yes. I mean, and again, all that's fine. Like, no, that not denying the existence of butter beans at all. I'm just saying,
not,
like,
not a butter bean denier, Rob Cesternino. Make a headline.
Like, I just try look. I think about this like that. There is like a creative team that is sitting there, and it's like, okay, Jasmine is, and this is like what their idea of a person that is from the South would be like, and then they're giving that like, okay, say this. Say like okay, could you come up with a recipe that this blind side would be?
Listen, they
yeah, if you were got, sorry, go ahead.
I said they got so enamored with Frenchie last season. They didn't get enough of him. They only had one or two weeks of Frenchie. They're trying to like really put Frenchie's personality onto Jasmine here. Give us some good Southernisms, Jasmine. But I don't think she really has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like have any of the Big Brother producers, like, do they actually know anybody that is Southern? Like, it's just like, it's like,
I doubt it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, great. You're our Southern person. All right. Here's a bunch of like random Mad Libs we have for you to read in the diary room. Yeah.
They're like, we just drew four words out of a hat and we would like you to put them into a sentence about a blind side.
Yeah. Yes. That's what we'd like.
It has to consist of an animal, a vegetable, and a substance.
mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. We'll see. I mean, that I really feel like that Jasmine is not going anywhere for a while. I think we are going to get to know Jasmine very well this summer.
No, she left bed today, Rob. She's moving now.
She's moving now. But I just feel like that between like having the broken ankle and, you know, being in a good or sprained ankle, I just think that she's somebody who nobody is coming for her.
I'm so happy that she's going to be sticking around our airwaves.
Yes, well, think of all of the different recipes we'll get to learn about.
Her vibes are just so foul.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem for me. But
the problem is you could be describing half of the house at this point.
Well, yeah, the vibes of the house are also foul. I do think that, like, Jasmine lies very effortlessly and she also lies for no reason. So I could see that catching up to her at some point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, we'll see ultimately how it goes. But I feel like if she's not there by the if she is out before the final six, I think it will be a minor miracle.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Also, why did they have to give her Scooter like squeaky sound effects?
Because it's funny, Kirsten. Come on.
I mean, I don't think it's funny to imply that they're giving a Scooter in poor repair to someone with an injury, Jason.
Sorry, we're fresh out of WD-40.
Yeah.
We found Christmas's Scooter in one of the back lots.
We haven't
oiled it in a while.
Right. Do you think is that the sort of like reputation that CBS wants out there, that like, okay, we potentially injured a contestant on one of our reality shows, and then we gave them a very squeaky Scooter.
I think CBS has a storied reputation of not giving a crap about their house guests. So I think this really fits.
CBS said, listen, if you get hurt, you can stay in the house, but we will give you the most rickety medical equipment we can find. The Scooter could be haunted. We don't know.
Mm-hmm. We will give you no real medical care. We will have the other house guests take care of you. We will give you defective equipment.
Anything else from tonight's episode that we want to explore? Because we still have some questions from the audience. And then I guess if we have any updates from the live feeds, we still have that to talk about here tonight.
I think we covered the episode.
Okay.
Did we squeeze enough water out of the stone?
You think we've hit the sweet spot on this episode yet?
We hit the sweet spot a few times.
A few times. Okay. All right. Mission accomplished. Let's go ahead and then talk about what's going on in the live feeds, and then answer some of your questions here tonight as we talk about the last night of Big Brother till Sunday.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler
warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh my God. Imagine Britney was doing that in her videos that we got from the beginning of the season. We'd be right in her face. Okay. All right.
Maybe she needed it. I don't know.
All right. Kirsten, at this hour, anything new in regards to this eviction coming up on Thursday?
Yeah. So at this time, Pooch is still going home. Brittany is very concerned about, I want to be in a good position just in case he stays, which is completely ruining her game even further.
She's not in a sweet spot.
She is as far from a sweet spot as you could possibly be, truly. And
she's in the sour spot.
Yeah.
Yes, she's in the sour spot. And then we do have the old school alliance officially formed today, which is Nicole, Daniel, Alyssa, Amira, Jasmine, and Terrence.
Okay. Is there a name for that alliance yet?
As far as I know, old school.
Old school. Yeah. Okay.
Which
I thought you were describing
it. Wait, are they going to have to rename that as well? That's a movie, right? No,
that is a movie, but I feel like that if it's a commonly used phrase.
More of a term.
Yeah.
They didn't get in trouble for Inception, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's because that is a word where Motley Crue is a combination of two words. Maybe they were spelling it the same way.
Old school is also a combination of two words.
Yeah, I guess so. But I feel like that if you were going into like copyright court, like I feel like that you could say that old school is like more of a commonly used phrase.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So any other like hiccups? Does Pooch know yet, Kirsten?
He's scrambling, but I still feel like he has like misplaced confidence that he should not have. But I am a little bit behind because I have been packing all day. So I could have missed something.
Okay.
I just can't wait to tweet the Simpsons gif of Poochie had to go back to his home planet.
That's going to be good on Sunday, Jason.
I'm sorry. Sunday. I forgot.
Sunday night. Yes.
Also, Taylor and Monty did kind of put their current situation kind of to rest, and they both would be more looking to target Turner than each other next week.
Okay. All right.
So that's promising.
Yeah. So let's take some questions. Also, that we can bring up a question if you have it in the chat. We can also do that as well. All right. So let's take this question. This is from Joseph and not that Joseph. If we lose feeds for 4 to 5 days, will that hurt the momentum of the season? To that, I say, what momentum?
Can the momentum be hurt any more than it already is? I think
an object at rest tends to stay at rest.
Yeah, I have to assume turning off the feeds for 4 days is kind of like they're just turning the season off and back on again. It might actually fix things.
Yeah, they were over at tech support. I'd like to complain about Big Brother in 24. Yeah. Have you considered turning it off and then turning it back on again? Maybe that might do the trick.
Well, it doesn't work when they do it to Julie, so I don't know if it's going to work for the season either.
Mm-hmm.
Have they even tried it with Julie? I think they should try.
Okay. So, no, I don't think it's going to hurt the momentum. I think that the people that love Big Brother, that we're all down bad for Big Brother, that it's a one-sided relationship.
Big Brother can do whatever it wants to us, and we will never leave.
We care more about Big Brother than Big Brother cares about us, okay? That the meaner they are to us, seemingly,
the more
we can't get away. Yeah, so they're going to turn the feeds off for 4 days, and everybody's going to come right back, okay? What are you going
to
do?
And you know what? This is a great opportunity for all of us to go outside when we wouldn't normally go outside. I think collectively,
not the best time to tell everybody to go outside. It's very hot out.
Well, yeah, but
stay indoors, everybody.
Like, stay cool, but like maybe touch grass. I think if we as a community all touched grass just a little bit more, we would be better off.
Okay. All right.
Be careful where you're stepping. Don't end up like Jasmine with the ankle.
Yeah, watch your step. Seriously, I almost died the other day falling down some stairs.
Are you okay?
I don't know if you can see my big bruise.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kirsten, between the right bus after that, the bus stairs, wouldn't stop for you.
Well, I braced myself on a door frame. I think I would have hit my head and died. So mm-hmm. Listen, be careful, everyone. Watch your step.
Okay. All right. Here's a question from Sarah. What should Michael do if he wins HOH, or should he not win?
I think he should not win. I think he's in a great spot right now. I don't think he needs to get any blood on his hands. I think he's pretty good with most everybody.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, he has been winning competitions. I think he should be careful about not winning too many too fast.
See, but the thing is for Michael, like, I feel like that with tonight, and again, I don't know if he's anybody's target, but I feel like that, is he in that good with everybody? Like, he's obviously, like, he's in good with some people in the house where there are certainly, like, preferred outcomes. But, like, does he need to win to potentially to block some of the bad outcomes for him if he comes down to, like, where, okay, if I don't win this, Pooch is going to win this.
Well, Pooch is going to be gone.
No, I understand. So. I'm talking about that. I'm talking specifically with how the veto went down tonight.
Well, yeah, I think that based on the competition, maybe he might have, like, a decision to make on, like, oh, maybe this isn't the best case for me. But in general, this has been a house of everyone kind of decides who they want to target, and that's what happens. And people are really leaning towards targeting Turner next week. So I think that if that continues to be the case, then Michael doesn't need to win this.
What is the reasoning for targeting Turner? I haven't gotten that.
He smells, Jason.
Yeah, okay.
He hasn't done laundry yet.
Yeah, he hasn't done laundry yet, and he had, what, his first shower yesterday?
Can Terry put, like, a Turner shower counter on, like, the live feeds when he does them? Like,
I think it's up on the screen. It's zero.
Well, and, like, even if he had been in the shower, we all have now seen the video of what he considers to be bathing. So, like,
yeah, pouring water on his head. This
here,
is
let me,
and barely
let
any
me,
water
let me take
at
a
all.
Turner shower real quick. Take a real here. Let me just real quick Turner shower.
Yeah, people might call it a baptism, but he calls it a shower. That's all the water you need.
Maybe even just a christening, not even a baptism. Baptism, yes. you get dumped in a pool of water. A christening, you just sprinkle with some water.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Okay.
I mean, like, a baby baptism, not like an adult baptism.
Baby, are we playing baby brother? Okay. All right. Really bad diary room coaching wants to ask, what are you guys ordering? The big old turkey leg or blindside butter beans? Who said big old turkey leg? Was that Jasmine also?
I would have to imagine so. As a vegetarian, I have to take the butter beans. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I'm going turkey leg all the way. It's like one of those big turkey legs you get from, like, an amusement park. Like, that's where I'm going there.
Yeah. What else did she say? In the beginning of the episode, she was like, I'm more excited than ants with sugar. Like, don't talk about ants in this house.
I mean, at least that makes sense. Problem.
Yeah. But that's not, is that an expression? Is that a figure of speech?
I mean, I don't know if it's an expression, but at least, like, ants liking sugar.
It's colorful.
That at least makes sense, and that's all you can ask for from Jasmine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like the ants do indeed like sugar. I don't think that butter beans are typically a blind side.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think bees on honey might have made more sense. I don't know.
Okay, all right. Here's a question from our friend, the Jack Jellyfish. How many Tums did Pooch eat during that pantry sequence? Is there a serving size limit? Boy, I did not catch that. Is Pooch going heavy to the antacids?
I also did not notice. But
he ate too many buttered beans. I don't know.
I mean, in theory, I don't. Is there a? I don't. I think you can just have as many Tums as you want.
I think
right?
There's probably a limit. No.
No Tums OD. Yeah. I mean, there would have to be like you can't like. You can't physically eat that many Tums. They're pretty chalky. Like mm-hmm. I feel like you would
yeah,
have.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're supposed to take 2 to 4 as symptoms occur, and you're not supposed to take more than 15 in a day.
Yeah. Okay.
No more than 10 if you're pregnant.
So the chat is telling us that he is a have not, and he says they taste like candy. Pooch. Yeah.
Gross.
Look,
come on.
I know you're looking for that sweet spot after the slop, but I'm telling you, like, Tums are not candy.
Well, he might be like drowning his slop in hot sauce and then he might need the Tums.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting. Oh, what a weird place the Big Brother house is.
So weird.
It is so weird. Okay. Jasmine's fake accent says, which is worse than the diary room? Jasmine's fake accent or Pooch's monotony?
Monotony. Wow.
I mean, I am always going to love someone in the diary room who is just very deadpan. They are just telling you the facts. They are not trying to put on a show. Because if you don't have that natural charisma, I don't want to see you trying to fake it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just, I think it's hard when the person is the HOH. Are you talking about Jasmine or are you talking about Pooch?
Pooch. Because Pooch is just like, yeah, and then I couldn't get the sweet spot. Yeah. And but you know, it's hard.
The issue here, Kirsten, is that, you know, you need diary rooms from Pooch. You know, that he's kind of like the main focus of the episode in that he's come up with volunteering for Going Up on the Block. He's going home on Thursday. We got to show his side of the story. So
I like Pooch's like just having no idea what's happening. His misplaced confidence is pretty entertaining for me at this point.
Right.
Yeah, and like I would so much rather hear Pooch's DRs than someone just screaming at me like fed lines.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a question from Becky, who wants to know, do regular non-feed viewers find Jasmine charming or likable? Oh, so much, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a feed watcher per se, and I don't find her charming or likable, so that's an answer for you.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what the Big Brother Facebook page has to say about her. That's the question.
It'd be interesting to find out.
Yeah, I'm trying to get there, but okay. Technology is really hard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ryan Smith wants to know, is an ant with sugar more excited than a goat on AstroTurf? Is confused. Okay. Or, I mean, really compare. Yeah, we're comparing two very different things.
Yeah.
I think the ant would probably be more excited. Mm-hmm. I really don't feel like the goat. I feel like the goat is upset he's on AstroTurf.
Well, like the whole thing about goats is they'll eat anything. So I think the goat would just eat the AstroTurf anyways. They'll eat like that's the whole thing about goats is they will eat literally anything.
Yes, so the goat would just be confused. Why does the grass taste fake?
Yeah, they'd be like, I've never had this flavor before.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
tastes rubbery.
And let's just clear something up. Paula says, with the live eviction on Sunday, does it give Pooch a little bit of an advantage? So no, then hold on a second. Pooch is going to be evicted tomorrow. We're going to record the eviction tomorrow. We will watch it on Sunday. Do I have that correct?
I believe that's what's happening. I'm sure we'll get a little, we'll have fun with seeing Pooch on Twitter on Friday, wondering what's happening. And we don't get him by Sunday.
Because they don't tell the house guests that would be like super distracting, I think, for them to tell them like, actually, we're not doing the eviction on Thursday. We're going to do the eviction on Friday. They still have an episode on Wednesday that they have to do and play the veto over the weekend. So they're not going to tell the house guests like, hey, by the way, the January 6th hearings are preempting the show. Yeah.
Unless they need a Pooch for the January 6th hearings.
Well, look, that's another story. Okay. But
where was he?
Where was he? Yeah.
We don't know.
So, I've pulled up the Big Brother Facebook page and I just did a search for Jasmine. And so, here are some comments. I really hope she goes home sooner rather than later. She absolutely touched the floor. You could see the confetti move. Now that she's injured, they will probably keep her around for pity. I'm not sure if I like her or not. She kind of gives me mean or like snobby vibes. A lot of people talking about her foot touched the mat. Someone got away with murder. People saying her accent is contrived. One person saying, no, my daughter went to school with her. Her accent is real, but her gameplay, on the other hand, is sketchy. So I don't think she's well-liked.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She cheated, and we all know it. Shame on you,
Big
Brother. Yeah,
I don't think she has much of a fan base. I haven't checked the Joker's update daily polling, but I'm pretty sure that it doesn't have a huge fan base. Actually, RIP my mentions. All the
Jazz stands are going to come after you.
Yeah, all the Jasmine stands are coming.
I mean, normally when Facebook hates someone, Twitter loves them, but I don't think I've seen one nice tweet about Jasmine.
Here's a question. Will Jasmine use her ankle as a way to manipulate other house guests to do her bidding? Kirsten, have you felt like that Jasmine is taking advantage of this situation?
I mean, absolutely, yes. She is like custom ordering the meals that she wants. Truly, like, there was a feed update today that was like, oh my God, important feed update. Jasmine left the HOH bed.
Yeah.
I know someone earlier today was suggesting like, oh wow, we should get you an intercom so you could just order your food from
your
bed. So yeah, she absolutely is. I think it's more so for her like personal bidding, because I don't really think Jasmine has her own game bidding. She's really, really easily manipulated. Mm-hmm. But if she had her own game bidding, she would use it in that way as well.
Well, I mean, you know, just from the scooter to the bed in the episode, she was out of breath. So she's having a tough time.
Yes, Kirsten?
The chat is bringing up that she asked Nicole to wipe her bum.
I've not seen a clip of that. We do the slop on Mondays. Yeah, that is rumored. I don't know if that clip exists.
It's called Wipegate, I guess.
Yes. Okay. So let's talk about the bestie festy, as the announcer man described it. Do we think that we will get our BB besties on Sunday night's 2 hour special?
We'd better.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Okay. How will that take place? So that hour one, we will see potentially the elimination of Pooch. Then we'll have a live HOH competition. And then at what point will the BB besties be assigned?
Well, so I could see the HOH being like a quicker competition. I mean, I guess it could be either quicker or it could be an endurance. So if it's an endurance
Do you think that we will get besties before HOH?
Thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to pair them up before the HOH so that they can like make the twist be in full effect for the whole week.
Yeah, so we'll definitely get them on Sunday then.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the chat is really saying, no, it's a fact. They saw, like, Stacked NFL saw Nicole wipe Jasmine.
Feeds, like, they didn't cut away.
If somebody I can't imagine that's not a more widely circulated clip. Like, I listen, Twitter, you tell on yourselves, okay? If that was a thing, that would be we would have all seen the clip.
Did like put up a sheet so that I get blocked what they were actually doing?
When you're getting changed at the beach and someone holds a towel up for you.
Look, I don't want
to see that on the show with those sound
Nicole?
Effects. I believe
it was talked about. I believe it was talked about, but there's no way that anybody's that they saw it.
They're going to put
self-report. Puya says it was a self-report.
Okay, self-report.
Damn. Okay. Okay,
they're
going to
put those mud pie and that contact lens sound effect over that wiping. You best believe.
I don't understand. Like, her arm's not broken. What I can understand, like, hey, Nicole, could you help get me to the bathroom? Okay.
Listen, there's no explanation for what's happening in the house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This can be explored on the slop.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll talk about it more on Monday, if necessary. Okay, all right.
Oh, I think it will be necessary. I'll be submitting it myself to robhaswebplay.com/getsloppy.
Okay. So we'll find out on who the BB besties are and exactly how this is all going to work in this 2 hour episode coming up on Sunday. All right. So let's just talk a little bit about the schedule here, because we're going to, it's really, we just don't know what they're going to do with the live feed. So let's bring up our schedule and talk this through. Okay. So tomorrow morning, that it is eviction day, Taryn will be live at 11 a.m. Eastern for the Big Brother live feed update. Then, stop me in the private chat if I'm saying anything out of school here. Okay. I believe we will have a live feed update on Friday. There will be things that we will see on Thursday. Even if the feeds go off, we'll have a live feed update on Friday. If the feeds are out and we do not have live feeds, what we will do on Saturday, I will join Taryn Armstrong at 11 a.m. Eastern time, and we will do the BB Q&A on Saturday morning. Now, normally, that is a patron-only show. The twist is we're only going to give the patrons the link to call in, okay? So we will take your Q&A on Saturday, assuming no feeds. If we have a normally scheduled week for whatever reason, we're not seeing the episode, but we are getting the live feeds, we'll go ahead and do the Q&A on Friday. But if the feeds go out, I'll do the Q&A on Saturday morning with Taryn. Not sure. I guess then Sunday morning, if there's no feeds, I guess we'll have no update. And then we will be back live on Sunday night with a 2-hour episode of Big Brother. Any questions?
That was crystal clear.
Okay. All right.
How do you guys think the pairing up is going to be done? Is going to be like they pick themselves, or any other mechanism going to be used? Quote unquote randomness.
Well, it has to be the algorithm, right?
Wrong show, Kirsten. Wrong show.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if Pooch is gone, and then also Paloma is gone, do you think that we will have pairs of one man and one woman, or do you think it will be completely random?
I think it'll be random.
Hmm.
Yeah, I would assume probably random. Quote unquote random.
It would be interesting. I'm unclear of how they would do that. Where would we have like a wheel? But then how would you then eliminate? Like, would it be like a draft?
They could draw like the veto chips, maybe. And be like BB besties. Ooh, I don't know.
It would just be with six people, like because you could get your own name. Like I wonder if maybe a draft might be the best way to do it. And somebody will get picked last.
I don't know.
That'd be interesting.
Okay. All right. We'll see what they have in store. All right. So that's the schedule of what's coming up. What else is going on? We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll see.
Of course, the challenge is going to be back. I have to watch the episode after we get off tonight. But whatever duo gets eliminated from the challenge tonight, I'll have an exit interview with them in the morning. So be sure to be on the lookout for our challenge exit press. And then, of course, be sure to check out everything that Brian and Allie have to say about another week of the Challenge USA. Now, Claim to Fame is a new show on ABC that I started covering last week with Jenny. Jason, have you seen Claim to Fame yet?
I have not seen it. I hear it is the talk of the town, and I do need to get on board with the
show. Look, if you're looking for a palate cleanser that's not going to make you rage at your television or your computer screen, check out Claim to Fame, a show all about trying to ID the relatives of celebrities. There is clues. You can play along. We had a great podcast this week as the Masked Singer crew joined Jenny Autumn and myself. Puya and Liana came over, and boy, Liana really did her research on a couple of these people. So we are getting close to uncovering all of the celebrities over on Claim to Fame. Had a great recap this week. Check that out in our podcast feed. And then, Kirsten, Love Island is back, baby, and it's on Peacock.
That's right. They've brought it. They have a new host. The voiceover guy is now the one from Love Island UK. They are changing it up, and they can say the P word on the show now. So,
Peacock?
Yeah, exactly. It was a really great premiere, and Skyly and I are going to be breaking it down all season long.
Kirsten, that other than the language, did you find, was the show racier on Peacock?
Yeah. On night one, I don't think we normally on CBS at 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. would have seen two people pantomiming their favorite sexual position.
Okay.
The team, but yet it happened and it was very clear.
Yes. Was there any nipple tag going on?
No, but someone sucked someone's finger.
Which finger?
The index finger.
Okay.
Juicy.
Yeah. All right. Over on Mess Magnets, what's going on this week?
We talked a lot about the Kardashians. We talked about some men with a lot of babies and mostly Pooch? Just vibes. We're just going on vibes.
Okay. All right. Yes. What's the quick headline for the Kardashians? What's happening with them?
Khloe is a clown and Kylie is a climate criminal.
Okay. Whoa. Oh, wow. Those are some strong allegations.
Allegedly.
Okay. All right. Then, Jason, what's going on a brand new season of Married at First Sight?
Yeah, we're about two episodes in and the crazy has already started. So come join us over on the Married at First Sight wrap up. We have a lot of fun talking about the show. You don't even need to watch the show in order to follow along. We've got a lot of fun things in the works for the podcast. So come on along, join us. You have a great time, I promise.
Okay. What a tease. All right, check that out with Jason and Asia Welch. Then, of course, over on the Patreon podcast feed, we had a great edition of The Slop this week. Maggie Morgan joined me. We had a lot of fun going through everything from, did you hear that the house guests got alcohol on Sunday night?
I heard Maggie also got alcohol on Sunday night.
Yeah, that's true. That was true also. So we had a lot of fun going through that. Of course, I mentioned the BBQ&A. The patrons could call in and ask questions to Taryn and myself about everything that's going on in the Big Brother house, not to mention the Patreon 5 for 5 and everything in our Patreon podcast feed. You'll get all that and more and access to what I would humbly like to say is the greatest reality TV community in the world, the Rob Has a Podcast patrons. Check it all out at robhasawebsite.com/patron. Okay. And then make sure you subscribe to Rob Has a Podcast. You could subscribe to all of our podcast feeds at robhasawebsite.com/subscribe. All right. Well, this was a lot of fun tonight to go through everything as we close the book on Big Brother episodes here for a couple of days. Jason, besides Married at First Sight, anything else going on?
Not right at the moment. I got some things in the works, but a little top secret right now. But as far as for right now, just follow me on Twitter at JAYR1085 to get all the upcoming details for me.
Okay. Great job, Jason. And then, Kirsten, I know you have been injured recently. How's everything else going?
You know what? Super busy moving house this week, but it's going to be fine. I also am doing a lot of podcasts. So we released the series finale podcast for BoJack HorsePod with Lindsay Wilson this week. And I'm still talking Riverdale with Frail Mary. And I am pretty sure, Rob, I'm going to be joining you this weekend on Renap. So that should be a dream for us all. And you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What.
All right. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll be back with more Big Brother on Sunday night. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.